Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Fall is a popular time to collect soil samples from pasture and hay fields for nutrient testing. Time invested in soil sampling generally provides a good return on investment versus the lab testing costs. Samples should be randomly gathered before the ground freezes with one composite sample for 15 probes mixed in the bucket to submit for the actual lab sample. Ideally, each sampling probe location should be geotagged using a cell phone or alternative marking method. Consistency in sampling depths and using the same locations for repeated sampling years will increase comparison accuracy. For extremely dry or lightly frozen soils, auger probes usually work better than standard straight cylinder probes. If lots of samples are needed, consider using a hydraulic soil sampling probe with a pickup mount or four-wheeler to increase consistency for the 8-inch sampling depth. For cropping or hay acres, each annual sample might represent 2 acres on a grid or 40-plus acres in a field. Conversely, pastures are core sampled only once every 3 to 4 years with 2 composite samples per rotational pasture. The key is knowing where the soil types change and then gather representative samples from the different zones. For example, lower elevation hay meadow nutrient levels are likely higher than side slopes or plateaus. So splitting pastures into testing zones may be useful and reduce overall fertilizer costs. Whether you take samples in the fall or the spring, be consistent and account for mineralization. Warmer average winter temperatures may result in more soil mineralization and increased nutrient availability for spring root uptake. So it may pay dividends to recheck soil test levels in the spring and compare to fall. In Nebraska, well-nodulated established alfalfa fields usually fix their own nitrogen, so the focus is usually on using pH, phosphorus, and potassium levels for comparison. Sulfur content may also be used and tested for sandy, low organic matter soils. This is Nebraska Extension Irrigation and Forage System Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.